This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
If you purchase supplies for a business, you know it's nearly impossible to find everything you need in one place. And that's why there's Zorro.com, where the number one goal is to make your life easier. Zorro.com, that's Z-O-R-O.com, is where you'll find everything you need for your businesses of any size and almost any industry. Zorro.com has tools and equipment, safety and office supplies, cleaning supplies, and more. Zorro has tons of stuff for industries like electrical, plumbing, contracting, manufacturing, and more. You'll find brands you know and trust like Stanley, 3M, Milwaukee, Schneider, and Rubbermaid, just to name a few. Zorro.com offers amazing customer service from real people based in the United States. You'll also enjoy fast, free shipping of orders of $50 or more. Even if you don't have a business to shop for, you can still find lots of great items at Zorro.com. Visit Zorro.com/Dan to sign up for a Z-mail and get 15% off your first order. That's Zorro.com/Dan. Sign up for the Z-mail and get 15% off your first order.
Napa know-how.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount, so you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more, meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave.
All one, that's right. They won more.
This is Dan Patrick.
Hour two on this Meat Friday, Traeger Meat Friday. We brought in some heavy artillery. We brought in Chad Ward, one of the great grill masters. He's out there now creating a feast on the Traeger grill. It's a Traeger Meat Friday. Welcome to the program. It's 19 degrees, by the way, here in the Northeast. Northeast Corridor. And winter's here, officially arrived. But we got a fire pit outside. How did we live without that fire pit? When we went down to Bass Pro Shops, Cabela, and I saw that fire pit, I said, oh, we need that. And we brought that back, and I don't know how we survived without that.
It's so communal.
Oh, it's great. It'd be nice to have some winter beers today and just stand out there by the fire, have some food. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle with DP Show. Say good morning to DirecTV Audience Network. That's channel 239, brlive.com, and our great radio affiliates around the country. Chris Sims from NBC Sports will join us coming up in a little bit. He got some feedback. He gave his top 10 quarterbacks of all time, and he didn't get a lot of compliments, let's put it that way. But I will say this about Chris Sims. He is not afraid. He's also the guy who loved Lamar Jackson coming out of college, and he caught some grief about that as well because he thought he was the best quarterback coming out of college. But his top 10, what was the most controversial pick that he had on his top 10 list there, McLovin?
He had Breeze down at number 10.
Okay. I mean, top 10 is still great. So what? Anything else controversial?
I think Todd can confirm this. Bradshaw and Staubach were ahead of, like, Breeze and maybe Elway.
Okay.
And he had Steve Bartkowski 6.
No, that's not true, Todd. That's a lot. So here's his top 10 list. Tom Brady, Joe Montana, John Elway, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, Dan Marino. Is that right? That's Florio. Okay, so this is Chris Sims. This is the all-time quarterback list. Aaron Rodgers, number one. I'll let him explain that. John Elway, second. Tom Brady, then Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, Dan Marino, Joe Montana, Terry Bradshaw, Roger Staubach, and Drew Brees. All righty. All right, I'll let him try to answer that. I wouldn't have Aaron Rodgers one. I wouldn't have Favre that high. Terry Bradshaw, Roger Staubach, as much as I like them, like, I don't know if Terry was ever the best quarterback in the NFL. Now, they won Super Bowls, but follow me on this. I don't know if he was ever considered the best quarterback. Was he an MVP? I don't know if Terry ever won the MVP. He was a very good quarterback on great teams. Roger Staubach, he was great. Roger would be better in today's game because of his athleticism, his ability to run. Brees in their top 10. All right. I mean, it's not terrible. I think having Elway over Brady is going to bother some people. Yeah, McLovin.
We got one MVP for Bradshaw, 78.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't know if he was ever considered. I don't know.
Sorry.
Was that Al Michaels there on the call?
Yeah, I'm watching. Andrew just tweeted a couple minutes ago, play of the decade, and it's the Philly special.
Oh, the Philly special is the play of the decade?
Yeah.
A bit biased.
So I was just watching to see who it was that blew the coverage on Foles.
Oh.
All these Patriots fans tweeted me back with Malcolm Butler interception as the play of the decade.
I would say that absolutely won a Super Bowl. That to me, like, that's not even close that Philly spent. Wait, who voted on this as the play of the decade?
Me. I just threw it out.
He took a loss and made it into a win. Malcolm Butler had the biggest play. That's probably the biggest play in Super Bowl history.
Tyree catch, helmet catch, and everything that went along with it.
They still had to score.
Yeah.
Is there a bigger?
Santonio Holmes in the corner?
That's right there. That one's right there. Because it was a perfectly placed pass, a two-minute drill, and Ben put it where he needed to. But you had Seattle on the doorstep, and they're going to win another Super Bowl. And Malcolm Butler, not only, I thought he just broke up the play. He made the interception. Yes, he.
All they had to do was hand the ball to Marshawn Lynch. He was going right in. Nobody could stop him that day. All they had to do was give him the ball.
Just the fact that I'm right under the goalpost, and I'm watching, and my eyes are on Marshawn Lynch the whole time. Because I think Seattle's winning. So now I'm thinking, okay, Russell Wilson will be on the podium. Marshawn Lynch will be up there. Is Paul Allen going to be there? You'll have Pete Carroll. So I start taking inventory who I'm going to interview. And I'm just watching Marshawn Lynch. So I'm staring at Marshawn Lynch. The play starts, and I realize he's not getting it. And I go, oh, bleep, because Russell's going to throw. And he's throwing over the middle, where you either complete it or it could be tipped and intercepted. And then all of a sudden, Malcolm Butler runs in, and I thought, oh, he just broke up that play. And then I realized he made that interception. And I, then all of a sudden, I'm going, okay, Brady's up there. Edelman's up there. Gronk's up there. Belichick. Is Malcolm Butler going to be up there? Didn't Brady give his car or truck to Malcolm Butler? I think he did. And I was going to bring that up to him on the podium about, shouldn't you give that truck to Malcolm Butler? But I thought I didn't want to do that in front of 100 million people where I'm guilting him into giving the truck to Malcolm Butler. Yeah, Paul.
The only other play in Super Bowl history I think is direct comparison would be Mike Jones of the Rams, the middle linebacker, his tackle on Kevin Dyson.
Yeah.
They're winning, you know, it's 6 inches from a touchdown. If he doesn't make that tackle, they tie up the game.
Yeah. Yeah, McLovin.
But the Philly special was a designed play. Like, if you want to say play call of the decade, give me that. It was a bold call to go trick play in that fourth down situation.
So semantics.
No, I'm taking what I can get here.
But I would take James Harrison's interception.
Oh, that was sick.
Because if I'm going to say a designed play, it was a designed play by the defense that they knew what Kurt Warner was going to do, and he stepped in front. That Super Bowl was crazy. It had the Larry Fitzgerald touchdown. Like it was unbelievable when you look at that Arizona team. And didn't they get blown out? And didn't Chris Collinsworth talk about how bad or this is one of the worst teams to go to the Super Bowl?
They were 9-7 that year, I think.
But, you know, they almost pulled it off without Ben with that 2-minute drill. That was so much fun watching that on the sidelines. Yeah, McLovin.
Yeah, if Harrison doesn't get in, that game is so different, too. But he almost got him at, like, the one-yard line.
Yeah, and the clock had expired in the first end of the first half. Yeah, Paul.
I think one of the great play calls of the decade, was it 2010 Super Bowl Saints-Colts, when Sean Payton called for the onside kick to start the second half?
Yep.
When it works, it goes down as one of the great calls of all time.
Yeah. That's actually an underrated call by Sean. Searching to find the greatest holiday baker begins as 8 amateur bakers, they enter the kitchen and they show off their family traditions and superb baking skills. Hosted by Jesse Palmer, they have to prove their abilities in front of the Tough Love judges, Duff Goldman, Nancy Fuller. Tune in Monday nights, an all-new episode only on Food Network. We changing the poll question for hour two, McLovin.
Yeah, I have a lot of decade questions. Here's a general decade question. It's been the decade of social media and sports. I really got started in the 2010s. Right. Has social media been good or bad for the sports fan?
I'd say good. For the most part, it allows you to talk in real time. You can vent. You can brag. Now, I'm not on it, but I'm guessing that it is cathartic in a way that you can have fun with something. You can send something out, pictures. You know, the community there, when they're playing nice, I think the community is a lot of fun for sports fans. Yeah, Paul.
I totally agree. It's like when you're sitting home watching a game and you can't hang out with your friends, you can make snarky jokes on social media about the game and commune on it. When you say the negative is, I think social media has had almost a paralyzing effect on the leagues with the officiating because all they do is get critiqued all day, every day. These officials are just as good as they were a decade ago. They're not,
or just as bad as they were a decade
ago. Right, so they're exactly the same as they were a decade ago. But now we critique every move, right, wrong, indifferent.
Well, that's another thing that you get that opportunity to critique. You know, LeBron James is probably the most criticized athlete of all time. When you think about the number of people who get to criticize him and do it in real time, you know, he misses a couple of free throws against the Pacers. Oh, same old LeBron. You know, last night, didn't have a great game against Milwaukee. That one started out slow, where I'm going, okay, I'm kind of waiting for the two best teams in basketball here. It took a while before I saw one of the best teams in basketball with Milwaukee. But I know it was supposed to have a playoff feel to it, And I think the buildup was, but then I'm watching it and I'm like, maybe not. Here is Frank Vogel, the Lakers head coach, on the loss last night.
We were making good plays offensively and not getting the payoff, you know, missing finishes at the rim and inside-out passes at the three-point line. And when you're not scoring, sometimes your team can lose focus, and I felt like we did that during that stretch and let them get off on the other end.
All right. Any other poll questions, McLevin, you're thinking of?
I had a question off the NBA. All Who's right. the one player that the NBA wants in the finals? One player. Is it Giannis, LeBron, or somebody new like a Doncic? I think it's LeBron.
I do too.
I think he's
the biggest
draw.
Get the Lakers if you get LeBron.
Yeah, yeah. But I think even if LeBron was on Cleveland still, I think he would still be the biggest ratings draw.
Yeah, but if you get the Lakers in and get LeBron and get that market, that's huge.
Also, I do think it's a little bit people. If you don't root for LeBron, you kind of root against him too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think that doubles the rating.
But I'm also wondering who would the NBA want in there as the opposition for the Lakers. I guess the Greek Freak, because the best player in basketball. Philly has more star power, but you know, who else in the East?
The Celtics' history. They even though the Celtics aren't household names right now, you can embrace the entire historical Lakers-Celtics matchup around that seven-game series.
Yeah, nobody talks about the Celtics. I mean, it's like, okay.
They have good but boring players. Kemba is really good, but he's not a highlight guy.
No. I mean, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. Okay.
Gordon.
Yeah. I don't know.
Are there any other?
No.
The Heat? The Heat are a resurgent.
They're fun, but they don't have star power. Like, Jimmy Butler is your star. They have a really good team. They just don't have any star power. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. We'll settle on our poll question. A couple of things that I noticed here. The Ravens have scored at least 20 points in every one of Lamar Jackson's career regular season starts. That's 21. That's one of the longer streaks by a quarterback to open his career in the Super Bowl era, only surpassed by Kurt Warner's 23. Patrick Mahomes went 21 consecutive games. So if the Ravens get over 20 points this weekend, then Lamar Jackson will be second on that all-time list. Then it goes down to John Kitna and Carson Wentz at 9 each. But entering this year, three current NFL teams had never ranked in the top five in NFL scoring. You guys want to take a guess? There were three current NFL franchises had never ranked in the top five of the NFL in scoring offense. McLovin?
Oh, my gosh, that is so hard. The Jaguars came to mind, but with the Bacardell Smith years, were they good? Jaguars?
Nope. Two of them, well, one is easy, I think. The Texans. Because you don't think of the Texans as an explosive offense. They are 10th right now, 24.4. So they didn't make it into the top five. The Ravens are averaging almost 34 points a game this year. Does that surprise you?
No, I mean, they're going to, you said the Ravens, they're going to kill the Browns this weekend, too, by the way.
Are they?
I mean, the Browns are kind of.
That's in Cleveland.
It's a revenge game.
I know.
I'm just, that's why I was thinking, isn't Baltimore angry in this one?
I know, but Cleveland, there's a few guys playing for some things in this game, it feels like. The Buccaneers are third in the league in scoring at just under 30 points per game. So the Ravens at 33.7, which is. That's pretty impressive. And I think that when you start to think of them in a shootout with Kansas City, they have as much firepower as Kansas City does. You may not realize it until you watch them. Kansas City's, you know, quick strike. You know, Baltimore is more methodical. It's like a guillotine or water torture. Kansas City gives you the guillotine. The Ravens, that's just water torture. Drip, drip, drip. Yes, McLovin.
I'm curious if all these blowouts Baltimore had, that's usually an indicator of a Super Bowl team, right? To have a huge margin. I don't know, like, the fact they've blown out so many good teams, that has to give them a great chance, right?
Completely blowed out. Tom Brady faces the Buffalo Bills. Don't know how that elbow is, if it's more serious than they're letting on. Julian Edelman's health concerns there. Brady is 31-3 against Buffalo in his career. He is 29-6 against the Jets. So I was looking at Brady's win total, regular season win total. So that's 60 wins that have come against Buffalo and the Jets. 60 of his 218 regular season victories. Is that amazing? McLovin, you have a problem with the AFC East. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little unfair, but it's still incredibly impressive. Because those teams are geared up to beat the Patriots, too. Every year, they're like, we got a plan to beat them.
He's won 82% of his games in the AFC East. 82%. What did Peyton do against the AFC South? I'm curious.
I'll ask stats. It's got to be high, right?
I don't think it's 82%. Probably 77% of his games. But Brady, 60 of his 218 wins in the regular season have come against the Jets and the Bills. They, of course, play this weekend.
Who do you like there?
Well, when they played Buffalo in Buffalo, I thought Buffalo, and said it on the show, that they'll give them everything they can handle. And, you know, I wouldn't have been surprised if Buffalo won that game. Had Josh Allen, this Josh Allen been playing back then I think Buffalo would have beaten the Patriots. Now you go into New England, they don't lose there. But if you're ever going to beat them, this would be the time you beat them, because the offense is, null and void, basically. I don't know how healthy Brady is. Is Edelman going to play? And even though you're playing them up there, can you score enough points? And the over-under, I think, is like 35, something crazy like that. Does that sound right?
37.
37 in that game. New England, -6.5. But the over-under is 37. Pittsburgh and, let me see, there's another 37. Pittsburgh and the Jets, 37 over-under there. Let me see if you got a big scoring one. Seattle and Arizona is 50.5. Okay. Kansas City at Chicago, 44.5. Houston at Tampa, they're expecting some points here, 50. I know my guy, Jameis Winston's going to put up some numbers. Does Jameis Winston put up 450 yards again?
That has to be a record, right?
I think it's already a record. He's gone back-to-back games of over 450 yards. Did he make the Pro Bowl? Oh, no, he didn't make the Pro Bowl.
He's got no receivers this week, though. No Evans, no Godwin.
That's not good. Yes, Paulie.
I got a light hot take. I think J.J. Watt plays again this regular season. I think he plays week 17.
Well, he said that he's on pace to come back. So, I don't know if it's regular season, but you get the, unless you're going to try it out in the regular season, just because I don't think you want to debut yourself after the injury in the postseason. But it feels like, maybe that final week he's going to be able to play. Yeah, McLovin.
I think the Texans clinch the playoffs if they beat Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Which means somebody should look forward to winning at 1 o'clock on Saturday in 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Texans, they got to do it this year. Come on. If you get Watt back and you have Deshaun Watson, you got to win some playoff games.
Yeah, now I kind of want to see them. I do, with Deshaun Watson there. But it got to the point where I thought if they could have started at 10 o'clock, like 10 a.m.
Oh, they're like Maryland?
Like Saturday morning. Yeah, just start it like at 10 o'clock in the morning. Wait, for a playoff game? Yeah, you guys got to, 10 o'clock. Go on ahead. 10 o'clock, then you guys start. Get done by, 1 o'clock when the real games start. Yes, McLean.
You know that the Bills-Patriots is during a certain Christmas party.
Oh, well, I'll have it on.
Yeah, I know. Like, what's the etiquette at a Christmas party?
Yeah, you can, just say hi and then that's it. Then
we could all.
Well, nobody's monitoring you to see if you're like a social butterfly.
How about you? You're the you have to play host.
Oh, no, I'm outside in the garage. I'm outside by the fire, and there's no TV out there, and I'll be out there with Chad and Alan, the IT guy. Yes, Seaton.
Can you move a TV out there?
Can I? Yes, I can. Yeah.
Okay, how about this? Actually, it's will you move a TV out there?
I
know you can.
Maybe if Alan, the IT guy, does it.
Yeah.
Then we could do that.
I mean, because that would be fun, because then you could watch the game and be around the fire and also avoid everybody.
Yes.
Great idea.
Yes. I like to see people when they come. I'm a greeter.
Yeah.
And then after that, I send you on your way into the house, and then we're done.
You spend a lot of time tinkering with that truck that's out front, that vintage truck out front. Yeah. I got to do this thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But then somebody always comes out, we ran out of toilet paper. Like, I'm the only person
who can help.
All right,
that was
help.
Between me and you. I don't know why that's airing dirty laundry, literally. I don't get it.
Why don't you bring your own?
I should bring my own.
All right. BYOT.
I'll leave a couple of bucks in the, on the tray or something, the holiday tray.
Take a break here. Chris Sims is joining us in studio. He's got some explaining to do. As a top 10 quarterback, he should have put his dad on the list just for fun. We'll talk to him about his top 10 list. Chris Sims, one of our favorites from NBC Sports. And then in an hour from now, Mark Jackson from ABC, ESPN. We'll talk to him about last night's Lakers-Bucks game. And would he sign up for that as the NBA matchup for the finals? Take a break here. 21 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
We all have something about ourselves we want to work on, whether playing too many video games or hating our jobs. Of course, doing the work to actually make changes happen is easier said than done. Talkspace Online Therapy is here to help. Talkspace is the most convenient and affordable way to get dedicated support and accountability as you work towards your goals. You no longer have to go to an office and schedule appointments to work with a licensed therapist. Talkspace matches you with one of their 5,000 providers based on your needs and preferences, all from the privacy of your device. That's right, no awkward waiting rooms or scheduling hassles required. Talkspace Online Therapy makes getting that accountability and support more convenient and affordable than ever. After you match with one of their 5,000 licensed therapists, you can reach out to your therapist the very same day from anywhere at any time, either on the Talkspace mobile app or from your computer. The bottom line is that we could all benefit from therapy. Talkspace wants to give more of us a chance to achieve our goals and feel our best at a price we can afford. As a listener of this podcast, you can get $100 off your first month of Talkspace to match with your perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy. Go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure to use code DAN to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's code DAN and Talkspace.com.
Napa Know How.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Got the fire going inside, got a fire going outside, a lot of meat out there on the Traeger grill. Man, it's a great day. A lot of meat in here, too. one of our listeners sent in a punt, pass, and kick trophy, and he won four of those. So he lives in Scottsdale now, and Sheldon sends this in. He's got four of them. He sent one of his punt, pass, and kick trophies. And Chris Sims came in when I was doing the display. I was showing this presentation. And you won the punt, pass, and kick competition one
right.
time in New Jersey.
Right.
And you didn't get a trophy.
No.
You got
very special Phil Sims autographed football. It was hilarious. I don't even think the people that were putting on the punt, pass, and kick competition realized what first place was. So then when they gave it to me, they kind of like opened up a package, started laughing, and I was like, what are they laughing at? And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, like, great. I'll put it on my, put it in my bedroom.
Yeah. Got an autograph from your dad.
Yeah.
All right. Explain this, by the way, Chris Sims from NBC Sports. You can see him with Mike Florio Monday through Friday, Pro Football Talk. Your top 10 all-time list at the quarterbacking position.
Right.
So the rationale for your top 10 list was?
Right. Well, I mean, just how good of a quarterback are you? You know, that's the way I kind of look at it.
It's not accomplishments.
It's not accomplishments to me. No, you know, accomplishments, hey, that's not even close. We know Tom Brady's number one there. That's hands down. Yes, I got you. Now, just because his team and he was a part of so many great accomplishments, you know, again, I just don't always say he's the greatest of all time. I don't.
I'm not always going to go with accomplishments there because what are we going to start saying? Eli Manning is better than Brett Favre because he won an extra Super Bowl? I mean, no, you know that's not to be true. Or I always go back to my old saying, I mean, is Phil Simms better than Dan Marino because he's got it? Absolutely not. I'm not going to say that. So, you know, the accomplishments, sometimes I think we take the team. We're in this era right now of quarterback on a pedestal, and he's the reason you win and lose. And, you know, sometimes I just try to fight back against that narrative. And, yeah, I'm going off of what I think the best quarterbacks are.
So the most talented quarterbacks of all time, you got Aaron Rodgers, John Elway.
Yeah.
Then you put Brady in there.
Yeah. I think Brady's talent is underrated. Brady is special. I mean, his arm is special. You see now he's still got a 100-mile-per-hour fastball. He can still throw it 65, 70 yards down the field. You know, and then Brady's toughness and size and all that, yeah, I mean – I think Brady is definitely one of the three best quarterbacks of all time. And I would say that if he only won two or three Super Bowls, I would be saying that. It has nothing to do to me with the Super Bowl.
Peyton Manning, not athletic, not a big arm.
No, not athletic, but again, size, more athletic, I think, than he gets credit for. You know, an arm that's really good. And then, I mean, Peyton Manning, you know, he kind of changed football with what he did, too. So some of the coaching / quarterback that he was on the field – yeah, I kind of combine that together with that as well. And, I mean, Peyton Manning, four Super Bowls with four different head coaches. I mean, the things he did, yeah, I think Peyton's, among the greatest.
Also, you're talking about talent, but, you know, your mind.
Yeah.
You know, that's something
that's something that goes into it, yeah. No doubt about it. None of these guys really are stupid. I mean, you know, some are maybe smarter than others, right? You know,
do you want to mention
Terry Bradshaw, right? But Terry's my buddy. He knows I'm just joking.
But, you know, I'm looking at Roger Staubach, how talented he was.
Yeah, right.
And Bradshaw, you know, was a javelin thrower in college. I mean,
right.
he was a great athlete.
Yeah, never gets really mentioned when we talk about great quarterbacks of all time. Well, I mean, you know, and again, because he was on a great team and he won four Super Bowls, and I think people kind of wipe it away. But, I mean, yeah, what he won two NFL MVPs, won two Super Bowl MVPs, and, you know, was a big-time player. Not always easy to play in that style of offense, too. Run the ball. Okay, now it's third and down. Throw a bomb to Stallworth or Lynn Swan. You know, that's not always easy. Sometimes it's easier to be dink and dunk and kind of be in a rhythm throwing the ball, too.
Joe Montana is behind Marino and Favre and Manning. And
I know,
That's the one you probably – you heard from a lot of people.
Yes, I did.
And Drew Brees being 10th on your list,
right?
Because he had just set the record.
Right. It's recency bias, too. I think people, you know, I mean, we even did a poll on PFT this week where people said, like, right now they would take Drew Brees over Tom Brady. And I want to be like, if this poll was taken 5 weeks ago or 6 weeks ago, I don't think that's the case. But because New England's struggling, I mean, 6 weeks ago, you know, Drew Brees was 3-2 as a starter and Teddy Bridgewater was 5-0. So. Yeah. But, you know, it is a little recency bias. Drew Brees is awesome. He's amazing. There's no doubt. Do I think he's a little overrated in the all-time lure of things? Yes. You know, do I think that John Elway or Dan Marino, if they were playing with Sean Payton in this era, would they put up stupid numbers? Of course they would. You know, and then the other thing I look with Drew Brees, too, and again, you know, if you're the top 10 of anything, I'm trying to, like, say this so people will stop eviscerating me sometimes. You're top 10 of anything, you're really good, all right? But, you know, Drew Brees, you're not going to be top five to me when you have a stigma of you can't play in three quarters of the stadium in the NFL. You know, that to me just says it all almost right there. You know, he has a stigma of not being able to play outdoors in cold weather. That's to me where I go, like, Tom Brady stats compared to Drew Brees, they're not even comparable.
Yeah, but Peyton Manning benefited from this.
Sure,
as well.
But he did go to Denver at the end and showed that that was capable too, where he threw 55 touchdown passes and played in Kansas City and other games too.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't have the stigma of, oh, gosh, he's going outside. The Colts are going to lose with Peyton Manning. He didn't have that. You know, so I look at that. You know, of course, a perfect offense that's around him. You watch the game on Monday night. I mean, Michael Thomas, the best receiver in football. He's matched up against guys. We're going, how did he get him matched up against a linebacker, a safety, whatever it may be that way, too. And then, you know, yeah, Drew, you know, one Super Bowl, no MVPs. I think that speaks to a lot of it, too. A lot of it's yards, and it's great, and completion percentage. But, yeah, I just don't think he's as talented as the guys I got in front of him.
The best quarterback in football right now is?
I'm going to give it to Lamar Jackson right now. I am, yeah. Lamar's one, and I'm going to say Patrick Mahomes is two. Yeah.
But where's Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers is really probably three to me right now, 3-4, somewhere in there. I think 3, 4, and 5 right now, just where I look at it, between Rodgers, Watson, and Russell Wilson, very debatable there. you know, I would, yeah, I haven't thought about my recent top five a whole lot, but that was how I would juggle. I'm pretty confident Lamar 1, Mahomes 2. And then 3, 4, 5, I'd have to sit down and tinker with it a little bit.
I would take Russell Wilson.
You would take him, right?
Yeah.
I get it. I'm not going to – I get you.
I mean, there's nobody I'd rather have with the ball, with the game on the line.
I hear that.
I know people, you know, they scream like, are you take him over Brady and Aaron Rodgers? Yes, with the game on the line.
Sure.
I would.
He is. He's almost unstoppable in those moments. I mean, just like the 49ers game in overtime when he drove them down, he threw the interception.
Yeah.
We're so used to seeing him deliver. You're like, he threw an interception? Yeah. Like, it was, like, shocking. But I'm with you. I really think most of the year it was him 1 and 2. I thought the last few weeks he hasn't played his best football, but no. I have no problem with that. Yeah. You know, and again, talk about an offense that's not easy sometimes, Dan. You know, that's they like to run the ball. Their schemes I look at, I don't go, whoa, they're reinventing the world here with their pass schemes. And when he drops back to pass, they drop back, like, looking to, like, 20-yard pass, 25-yard pass, 50-yard
pass. He doesn't dink and dunk.
No, he does not dink and dunk.
We're talking to Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk live co-host and NBC Sports NFL analyst, of course, a former NFL quarterback. Yeah, and we were just talking about the biggest play in Super Bowl history.
Yeah.
Was Malcolm Butler against Seattle, right?
I think that
won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think about it. That's a really good one. That's up there.
No, I just don't understand.
Peyton Manning throwing the pick, 6. And then maybe Scott Norwood wide right.
I think those the onside kick
was just as big. You're right.
I think that was bigger from the standpoint of momentum and the surprise element.
Right. Yeah. That's a good
James
one.
James Harrison's interception against Kurt Warner.
No doubt.
Was an unbelievable. They knew what they were going to do. They knew
right.
the play.
Right.
And he went back in coverage.
Right.
And then to beat the clock and get into the end zone.
Is amazing because Arizona had total kind of momentum and control at that
point. And Tyrese, he didn't score a touchdown. It led to a touchdown.
Right.
It's an incredible play.
Yeah. I'm with you, though. I think Malcolm Butler would probably be one. I honestly think that was the greatest Super Bowl I've ever watched, and to put that up there, too. You know.
And to watch, and this, Russell Wilson was the best player on the field.
Right.
Until that final pass.
Yep.
But I don't understand the, still to this day.
Yeah.
And it's sensitive if you bring it up to Pete or Russ. And I understand that. But, like, from an NFL perspective.
Yeah.
When that play comes in,
right?
Because I thought if you throw a pass, I wanted the run-pass option. That's all, run-pass option.
Sure.
And if you don't have your receiver, I want him outside where he's the only one who can get.
Yeah, I hear you. I think the thing that drove me crazy about it is it was a go-to play for them all year long, and I wanted to just be like, when they lined up, and you could ask my buddy Adam Lefko at Bleacher Report, I went, oh, they're going to try to throw the pick slant underneath here. We were watching the game together, and, of course, they did it. And if you think I knew it, I'm pretty sure Bill Belichick knew it, right? And, then, you know, the thing that also drives you crazy, the play before, what was it, Marshawn Lynch up the middle for 7 yards down to the 2 or 1 yard line?
Yeah.
And, you know, and I also say this, too, people blame Russell Wilson. That's not a Russell Wilson. That's like that play is like you catch it and you throw it. You trust it. It's not a play where you have enough time to read. It's a bam, bam play.
But if Malcolm Butler, he joined us after the game.
Yeah.
He said, coach told me on Wednesday,
right.
When you see this go right for the ball.
Right.
And so
it's a bam, bam play. So they taught him. He was ready for it. They were ready for it. And Bill saw the chaos over there, but that was a great Super Bowl. And I'm with you. I think that probably is the greatest play in Super Bowl history.
Yeah, you
get one team that gets their fourth Super Bowl. Brady gets 4. They had lost 2 in a row. The Seahawks, we were all going, is that going to be a dynasty where they were up, what, 20-10 at some point in the fourth quarter, right? Something like that. I mean, that was a lot of big plays and big-time players.
But you're looking at Pete Carroll then with 2 Super Bowls, mm-hmm. Russell Wilson with 2 Super Bowls.
Right.
Like, you're viewed completely different.
Yes.
When you add the second one.
Yeah. You go in a different strategy.
Like, if Breeze had 2 Super Bowls.
Right.
I think on a lot of lists.
He'd probably
be in the top 5.
I get you. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think
Phillip
right.
Rivers had 1.
Right. Right. He'd be a different player, no doubt. It's a shame that you like
crazy.
That.
It's crazy that it comes. Like your dad, I always say, if your dad had another one, he's in the Hall of Fame, in my opinion.
Probably. If he doesn't get hurt for that second one where Hostetler plays and they beat the Bills and all that, yeah, probably. You're right. But that's the way it is. It's the way it's determined. That's okay.
He did have.
He had a good career.
Did anybody have a better – who said it? Steve Young had a better game than your dad.
Yeah, Steve had the 6 touchdown passes against the Chargers, right.
But your dad had a near-perfect game against Denver.
I think he still got the completion percentage record for
a
game.
Were you at the game?
I was there, yeah, 6.5. I mean, I can still remember sitting there. I mean, I was pumped, too. Disney World was at halftime. Mickey Mouse, I mean, come on. It was Phil Elway and Mickey Mouse. Couldn't go wrong.
Wait, you were 6 years old?
6.5, yeah.
6.5.
Yeah, right. Yeah, wait, very aware.
At what point do you say you don't put the half on there?
Well, once
usually
you get
when
past,
like 2.5.
When
or
you get
three,
past 10.
Like, how old are you now?
I'm 39 and a half.
We'll take a break more with Chris Sims. We'll talk about some of the matchups here. Do you think Brady is hurt? If Lamar's winning the MVP, who is second? What about Dak Prescott and the Cowboys facing the Eagles? We'll continue with Chris Sims right after this at Traeger Meat Friday, Dan Patrick Show.
Okay, this is just a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please, please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. The company that has been offering you great rates and great service for 75 years, it's Geico. I've been using them for a long time myself. And anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. No recordings. The company, Geico. Go to geico.com today. Sorry for all the numbers, but I've been a fan and a customer of Geico for a long time. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm out.
Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now back to the show.
Napa Know How.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Chris Sims is staying with us here on this Meet Friday, Pro Football Talk Live co-host with Mike Florio, NBC Sports NFL analyst, former NFL quarterback. Best game this weekend.
Ooh, best game this weekend. That's a good one.
I know there's a lot at stake with Dallas in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Is that the best game this week?
I don't think it's the best game, no. I mean, because Philadelphia and best game don't go together right now with the way they play. Their defense not good. I mean, it's Carson Wentz just jamming in one more, you know, 6 and 7 yard completions one at a time into tight coverage. So, you know, I really think the best game of the weekend is, it to me, it's either the Bills-Patriots or Packers-Vikings.
Okay.
Yeah, one of those two. I mean, Rams-Niners is in that list, too. I guess I'm most excited for Bills-Patriots because I think the Bills, I'm not picking them to win, but I think one mistake by the Patriots, I mean, one interception or fumble or something like that, and they could be primed to lose a game like this.
Because Brady, even though he's not playing well this year, has not made mistakes.
Right. He's done great that way.
Josh Allen makes mistakes.
He will make mistakes.
But, you know, there's a different Josh Allen now than during the, you know, early part of the year.
100%. Because
they were winning in spite of him.
Right.
Now I think they're winning in part because of him.
No doubt. I agree. They took a little off his plate. Like, when I went back and watched the first matchup between the Pats and the Bills this week, I like to go back and just go, oh, kind of what happened. And to your point, they had Josh Allen in the shotgun a lot, and they were like, oh, we're just going to let Josh throw the ball all over the place. And it was a disaster. He threw three horrible interceptions, and it really led to them losing the football game. They've kind of dialed back what they ask of him. They play a little more of a balanced game, running, throwing, take a shot here and there. You could see he's got tremendous talent, and he's matured. I think he's realized, like, okay, wait, our defense is really good. I don't need to go out and throw 50-yard bombs into triple coverage all the time. And, you know, he has superstar potential. I think everybody's seen it a little with his arm and his athleticism and his size.
But if I just say,
raw.
We know Lamar Jackson now is of that draft class.
Right. the cream of the crop.
Yeah, and you like Lamar coming out.
I did.
You liked him?
I did. It's a bad rap.
Yeah.
I mean, he wanted to play quarterback, and he was a quarterback in college who looked to throw the ball, and then when it wasn't there, he ran.
But do you think because he was so good at running that, you know, that we or the scouts didn't think he was good enough as a pass? Like, sometimes if you're really good at one thing, then we assume you're not really good at something else.
I think so. Along with the color of his skin. You know, I'm sorry to say that. But, yeah, he got pegged as like, oh, he's a black running quarterback. That's what he does. And I just, you know, I think there was more to it than that. And then, you know, too, I think, you know, as you watched him, was the throwing always like, oh, wow, that on point, perfect throw, perfect throw? No. You know, you'd have some games where you'd go, this is amazing. And then the next game you'd go, man, he's like 2 for 5 on slant routes that are open today, you know. So he had some mechanical flaws he needed to work out, which he has. And you've seen already, he's grown as a passer this season right in front of us.
Okay, but if we put Lamar in a separate category, and you can have all the other quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So you're talking about Josh Allen being the potential to be a superstar.
Yeah. He'd be my 2 right now.
So you take him over Mayfield, Darnold?
Yeah, I would. It's close because they're all talented and I like all of them. I always say this, and I've said this a few times lately because this drives me crazy. See, this is where, to me, like bias comes in, the media, everything, people that follow the sport. If Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield were 10-4 right now and had just gone into Pittsburgh and done that, the world would be going, oh, are they the greatest thing since sliced bread? Look at the gold that the Browns struck with the first pick in the draft or the Jets struck. But because it's Buffalo and Josh Allen, you know, I don't know what it is, but it doesn't get the credit it deserves. But, yeah, I would go him 1.
Well, he went into
– or 2, you know,
he
after
went into
Lamar.
Pittsburgh. He went into Dallas.
Yes.
Like, those were impressive games.
With not people around him where you're going like, if you don't stop John Brown, you're in deep trouble.
But you can't be a better runner than a passer at that position.
No.
And he's still a better runner than a passer.
Yeah, it's yes.
It's he's closer.
It's closer.
It's closer.
He's still a backyard football kind of guy, for sure.
The team that you can see slow down Lamar Jackson is who?
Well, you give Bill Belichick the second time. I'm always skeptical of that. I do think it's a really tough matchup for the Patriots this year. They lack big people for
but
the first
game. Will be in Baltimore.
It'll be in Baltimore, but I'm never going to doubt New England and Bill and Tom totally.
I wouldn't either.
I would say the other team though is really an obvious one to me in the AFC. It's Kansas City. You know, Kansas City is a tough matchup for Baltimore. You know, there's a reason they beat them the last 2 years. Baltimore likes to get in your face, play bump and run, man to man. They don't want to give you anything easy. That's like Patrick Mahomes is like, oh, my gosh, they're going to play bump, run, man, on Tyreek Hill? This is amazing. I'm going to get to throw 50-yard bombs all game. So that's where it's scary for them. Also,
and the Chiefs have been quietly getting better.
Getting better, and their defense is better.
Yes.
And their defense has size up front to where I don't think Baltimore can just steamroll them and control the line of scrimmage where, you know, with the run game and everything like that.
Handicap, I don't know what to expect out of Dallas.
Yeah.
Now, I'm on record as loving Dallas, and they were going to be my Super Bowl pick if I didn't take Philadelphia.
Yeah, okay.
I really thought Dallas was going to be great this year.
I did, too.
Okay. I don't know what to expect out of them. I know Dak and his shoulder and those kind of things, but you got Dallas Cowboys figured out?
No, absolutely not. But, I mean, like to what your thought is and everything, like you're not wrong. Dallas is clearly, as we saw again last week, you know, this is the crazy thing about Dallas. It's the top offense in the league, a top 7 defense, and yet they're like the 13th best record? That doesn't make sense. That tells you something about their management of the game or the style they're playing is not working. Something's not correlating there. But as far as the team itself, they're as talented as any team in football. I mean, go through the positions, right? I mean, Dak Prescott, he's arguably a top 5, top 8 quarterback. Offensive line, top 3 in football. Running back, definitely top 5. Defensive line, top 5. Linebacker duo, top 5. Corner duo, top 5. Safety is probably the only position you can go to and go, they're not top 5 in that. So, no, I don't have them figured out, but they're one of those teams I would just say watch out for. Like, if they get hot, they can play with anybody in the league.
If you're Urban Meyer and Jerry Jones offers you that job, would you take it?
I would. Yeah, I would. It's the Dallas Cowboys, and they're set up right now for a run. They really are. You know, they got some young stars. The offensive line signed up for a while.
But if Washington or Cleveland calls, Is there a better job than Dallas if Dallas comes open?
I don't think there is. Okay. I think Dallas is really special. The big thing you got to deal with Dallas is just the Jones family. And who, listen, I got a lot of respect.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Because I said that if I was Lincoln Riley, I would stay at Oklahoma and not take the Cowboys job.
I would, too. I don't think that's the right fit. Like, you know, again, and not to say Lincoln Riley can't do it, but I feel like this team is ready now. You don't want to have a coach that's like, oh, let me get used to the NFL and the way the NFL is. That to me, he's more made for like what Cliff Kingsbury did in Arizona. Okay, we want to build something. Lincoln Riley, we want to bring you there with a young quarterback and groom it and make everything about that. That would be more the Lincoln Riley approach for me.
Like Cleveland.
Like Cleveland could work that way, yeah.
He's Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, NBC Sports NFL analyst. Great to see you.
You're the man.
Former punt, pass, and kick champ.
Woo!
Yeah.
I like that sweater, man.
Thank you.
That's when you know you're big time, when they make Christmas sweaters with your initials on it.
I can get you one.
Okay. You know some people?
I can get you one. All right. Final hour coming up. Mark Jackson will join us on loan from the Mothership. We'll talk about last night's Laker game against the Milwaukee Bucks. Final hour this Meat Friday coming up.
During the season of giving, we'd like to offer you a little something special, and all we're asking in return is a few moments of your time. We need you to complete a short survey because your opinion matters to us and helps support the show. It'll only take a couple of minutes, and if you're one of the first people to do it, we'll give you a reward in return. Just go to podcastone.study, and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastone.study. The first 150 people to complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to Amazon.com. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us. So please go to podcastone.study, and as always, thank you for supporting the show. And happy holidays from all of us at Podcast One.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.